Still, Billy Bob grew, his arms like tree trunks, his face a looming disk that was already above the lower clouds. Kate could see people fleeing from beneath his giant feet like ants. And Billy Bob pointed a mighty finger directly at her. Immense gray eyes glaring, the angry furrows on his brow like Martian channels.
Nothing impure will ever come into it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name in that book? Is it? Are you worthy?
Kate screamed, suddenly overwhelmed, and she was picked up by an invisible hand and dragged into the shining air. There was a sucking sensation at her eyes and ears. Light, noise, the mundane stink of hot dogs flooded over her. Bobby was kneeling before her. She could see the marks the glasses had made around his eyes.
He got to you, didn't he?
Billy Bob does have a way of punching his message home, she gasped, still disoriented.
On row after row of the old sports stadium's battered seats, people were rocking and moaning, tears leaking from the black eye seals of the glasses. In one area, paramedics were working on unconscious people, perhaps victims of faints, epilepsy, even heart attacks, Kate speculated. She had had to sign various release forms when applying for their tickets, and she didn't imagine the safety of his parishioners was a high priority for Billy Bob Meeks. Curiously, she studied Bobby, who seemed unperturbed.
But what about you?
He shrugged. I've played more interesting adventure games. He looked up at the muddy December sky.
Kate, I know you're just using me as a way to get to my father. But I like you, even so. And maybe tweaking Hiram's nose would be good for my soul. What do you think?
She held her breath. She said,
I think that's about the most human thing I've ever heard you say.
Then let's do it. She forced a smile. She had got what she wanted. But the world around her still seemed unreal compared to the vividness of those final moments inside Billy Bob's mind. She had no doubt that if the rumors about the capability Hiram was constructing were remotely accurate, and if she could get access to it, she would be able to destroy Billy Bob Meeks. It would be a great scoop, a personal triumph. But she knew that some part of her, no matter how far down she buried it, would always regret doing so. Some part of her would always long to be allowed to return to that glowing city of gold, with walls that stretched halfway to the moon, where shining, smiling people were waiting to welcome her. Billy Bob had broken through. His shock tactics had gotten even to her. And that, of course, was the whole point. Why Billy Bob must be stopped.
Yes, she said. Let's do it.
6. The Billion-Dollar Pearl. David, with Hiram and Bobby, sat before a giant soft screen spread across the Wormworks counting house wall. The screen image, returned by a fiber-optic camera that had been snaked into the heart of the Wormworks' superconducting magnet nest, was nothing but darkness, marred by an occasional stray pixel, a prickle of color and light. A digital counter in a corner display worked its way down toward zero. Hiram paced impatiently around the cramped, cluttered counting house. David's assistant technicians cowered from him, avoiding his eyes. Hiram snapped.
How do you know the bloody wormhole is even open?
David suppressed a smile.
You don't need to whisper.
He pointed to the corner display. Beside the countdown clock was a small numerical caption, a sequence of prime numbers scrolling upward from 2 to 31 over and over.
That's the test signal, sent through the wormhole by the Brisbane crew at the normal gamma-ray wavelengths, so we know we managed to find and stabilize a wormhole mouth without a remote anchor, and the Australians have been able to locate it.
During his 3 months' work here, David had quickly discovered a way to use modulations of exotic matter pulses to battle the wormhole's inherent instability. Turning that into practical and repeatable engineering, of course, had been immensely difficult, but in the end, successful.